other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been front page of the Drudge Report, one of the top stories since last night. It is all over TV, all over radio, exactly as we had planned. That's the reason I did the whole Joker bit, because I don't take myself too seriously sometimes. I did it to promote the contest. And I did tell people last week and on the Sunday show and yesterday, please put it in the commons area, light poles, telephone poles, in the bar districts, on the bulletin boards. Don't do anything uncivil. Check your local laws. But the media is saying it's an act of vandalism, an act of terrorism, and they get to whine and suck their thumbs out of hundreds of cities. I mean, we're talking Belfast, Ireland, London, England, Sheffield, England, Moscow, Russia, Tokyo, Japan, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Diego, Los Angeles, Seattle, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Indiana, everywhere. I mean, the videos are pouring in, hundreds of them, and I'd say 98% of the videos, I've seen a couple, 98% looked at the contest rules and are following them, haven't been too overzealous. You're putting them on power poles, common areas, hanging them up over other broadsheets. That's what I said. Hang them up in those high traffic areas. And so when they try to whine and suck their thumb and say, you need to be arrested, you can go, oh, did you call for arresting all these rock and roll posters and church posters and broadsheets and local ads for the Five and Dime or the swap meet or the flea market or the lost cat or the lost dog or the missing persons? We posted a bunch of these photos. You can just Google handbills on wall or flyers on power pole or light pole. You'll get thousands of images. You've all seen them. I mean, what pole, what wooden pole in a town or city doesn't have? I knew, because I always thought it was almost a work of art. I knew that when I said, when I Googled nails in telephone pole, that it would be art, that photographers, because I've seen it many times and thought, that looks like a work of art. All these thousands of individual, diverse nails, different types, nailed in different ways, some crooked, some straight, old pieces of metal ripped off, staples. I remember when I was putting them up last week, dressed as the Joker in South Austin on Old Torf. This is a work of art. So this morning when I called Watson up and I said, I'm going to send you some images of people that have taken photographs of nails as art. I mean, people put so many posters up, so many broadsheets up that from 8 feet in the air down to 2 feet in the air on the side of the pole, it's just solid nails and staples. And I think it's kind of pretty. And I'm glad other people think the same thing. It doesn't matter anymore. I'll probably be arrested because I try to be artistic. I'm evil. I'm bad. It's okay to put the sign up saying you've got a garage sale. But don't you put an image up of Barack Obama as the Joker. And then there's the whole hypocritic area, the hypocritical area, the hypocritical angle of you can show Bush as a vampire, a demon, a devil, a joker. That's fine. In fact, we even found old clip art where they'd had programs hanging him up on power poles. That's okay. But no, they're on the news saying we need to be arrested. Oh, yes, sir. You don't hang up our Lord, our Savior, Barack H. Obama. We'll go over all this, play some of the news clips, tell you about all the big guests we got lined up today, like Steve Quayle, and we got the fella who made the big stir with the gun outside the Obama event. He's coming on.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got Paul Watson, the author of this PrisonPlanet.com story, joining us in T-minus 23 minutes. Exercising First Amendment now vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama Joker contest. Drudge Report carrying his top story since last night. One of its top stories in the top row. And it goes on from there. Obama says grandmother's hip replacement raises cost questions. That's Bloomberg. Yeah, I can't let grandma have that hip replacement. You just go off and get on an ice floe, lady, and go die, according to them. Obama sees threat at these town halls, and AP weighs in. Officials see rise in militia groups across the U.S. This is the new pre-government inaugural bombing where they're going to bomb themselves so everybody feels sorry for the government so they can raise new taxes on us. That's the big news today. I'm going to be going over that. Also, when Steve Quayle joins us coming up in an hour, Obama says that we all need to take 3 to 4 of the new genetically engineered cloned, it's cloned. That's how they can come out with vaccines in a month or two instead of 6 months in the old-fashioned way of doing it. This is one of the top German magazines, Bild. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? And it's grown in cancer viruses. And I tried to explain to people that the Rockefellers by the 20s, under research they were funding, discovered that most cancer was viral. So they set up the cancer research organizations in the country. One in a couple hundred people would die of cancer then. By the 50s, it was 1 in 33. It's now 1 in 2. It was 1 in 3. It's now 1 in 2. Cancer is like getting a cold now. And so they put the cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're also communicable once someone has the vaccine in them. I mean, this is mainstream news, but it's in the news today again. And then you get cancer, and then they extract all of your life savings in the expenses of cancer treatments. I mean, these people are geniuses. Very twisted, very wicked, ultimately evil. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They funded Adolf Hitler. That's Encyclopedia Britannica. They funded all the major eugenics. They fund Holdren. They fund Ted Turner. They fund Bill Gates. They fund the Margaret Sanger. They currently are the main funders of Planned Parenthood. I mean, they fund it all. And so roll your sleeve up. David Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller have got a prize for you. They make Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Jeffrey Dahmer look like disciples of Christ. And I risk my life every day telling you about them. I do everything I can to expose these people. Believe me, I can't deal with the fact. It totally shakes me up every day. But I don't run. I flee forward. And that's why I get more aggressive, more in their face every day. And it's a response to being in the battle, front lines every day. I mean, I'm not running from them, so I'm getting wilder and wilder in my confrontations with them. And that doesn't mean that I've got all the answers or even doing a good job. I'm just throwing myself at them, you know, doing the best I can. It's really that simple. I mean, I look at it this way. I'm risking my life, my name, everything in this fight. I might as well go 110%. And does that mean every punch I throw, every kick I launch, every karate chop to the neck of tyranny I take is going to be thrown just right or going to strike home or going to have the proper effect? No, but it means this. I'm going 110%, tooth and nail. That means I'm biting, I'm scratching, I'm headbutting, I'm ramming right into them. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you just research these sickos' writings and what they've done and what they're doing, you would decide to take action as well. There is no other way. And a lot of people criticize me because at a subconscious level, they are afraid of fighting tyranny. And at a subconscious level, they're afraid of committing. And at a subconscious level, they are threatened by someone who is a wild man. But we all have to unloose that human spirit. We all have to take action if we love our families. We have to break the spell we're under, the mesmerized trance we're under, and get it on. I mean, it's time. It's time to stand up and speak out and have your voice be heard loud. It's time the enemy hear your war growl and see your war face. Time they know. And believe me, they're scared now. I've been really watching a lot of television to track enemy operations. It is torture, and I'd only do it when I already see other indicators that they're getting ready to launch staged terror attacks because I can get more cues of actually watching them than just reading the transcripts of what they read off the teleprompters. I get a lot from that, but it adds another dimension to actually watch them. And I watched over an hour of television this morning, and I can give you a report on that here in a moment. Anyways, let me tell you what we got coming up today. We have the gentleman coming on. It's not really a retraction, but it is. It's a clarification. We said maybe a patriot out there down the road. People do wear guns openly, and I think it's a good thing to exercise the Second Amendment, because if you don't exercise it openly and proudly, you lose it. And I've commended people that do wear firearms openly, which is legal and lawful in almost every state. But the public's been conditioned that isn't the case, so it's good to break those taboos. And you got incredible courage, and I salute you. But the way Chris Matthews and others were reporting it, they were acting like there was somebody out there right in the crowd with Obama with a gun. And I said, if the Secret Service allowed that, this has got to be staged. And then I saw the earpiece, and the guy was clean cut, and I said, that might be some foundation person or some merc or who knows. I said, or it may be a patriot. But then we soon learned from Gary Franchi that he knows the fella and that he was down the road at private property that was putting on a demonstration. And I just salute him, and he's coming on the last 30 minutes to do it. But even that type of bold courage even shocks me sometimes. And the establishment tried to use it as propaganda, but this gentleman went on hardball and absolutely skewered Matthews. Because what Matthews does is he does test. He loves the fact that he knows a lot of history and is intelligent. And so he'll sit there and throw things out, and if you're wrong, he'll scream at you and say you're wrong. And he does it to politicians. He did it to State Senator Kirk Watson once famously when Watson didn't even know one of Obama's foreign policy issues. I mean, and Matthews, of course, can look really smart because he also prescripts what he's going to say. But this guy knew every historical issue, every quote. And Matthews is one of these classic eugenicist elitists. He suddenly got respectful and said, oh, you're actually a human being. Oh, okay, well, I see what you're saying. Okay, I respect you. It's very weird with these Georgetown elitists. It's like when they figure out you know, they suddenly get real nice. I mean, I've been around high-level elitists before, run into them at events, and they'll say a few tests to you, and as soon as you know facts, they go, oh, you're – it's they have really weird rules. It's a very, very strange crew. They actually admire those of us that fight them. But they say, you should join us. The cattle are too stupid. But see, I'm not going to be immoral and sit there and feed off people. I don't want my children growing up in a country with a bunch of corrupt parasites that seek to limit human destiny and seek to limit human horizons and seek to limit the dynamic human spirit. I have a love affair with humanity. I have a love affair with art and literature and beauty and goodness and innocence. And I know how horrid I am, warts and all. I understand that, but I also know that we can reach for something better and something greater. And it is a great crime committed against the species and humanity that the elite, the controllers, the engineers, have studied how our species works and would play this wicked game of fraud and deception and dumbing down on their own people. And the elites try to say, well, we're a different group of people. We're a different species. We're Homo sapiens sapien, you know, super, or Homo sapiens sapien illuminated. You know, they have different terms they use. And if you were really Homo sapiens sapien illuminous, as you say you are, you wouldn't be trying to dumb people down and poison them culturally and chemically. Yeah, you got sunshine coming out of you, but it's black sunshine, right out of hell. All right, again, Steve Quayle coming up, the gentleman that went out there with the gun. We got Daryl Rundis popping in. He's launching UDO News today, UDONews.com. Very exciting. We'll be uploading some of our videos there. Very proud of what Daryl's doing. Great guy. And we'll be able to talk to Steve Quayle for much of the 2 hours about does vaccine virus increase the risk of cancer? The swine flu vaccine has been hit with new cancer fears after German health expert gave a shock warning about its safety. That's a major, huge German investigative publication. Very respected. Bild.de is the website. And I told you yesterday that Helga, who's given us many good tips from Germany over the years, she previously lived in Austin, Texas. She's a German, immigrated to the United States, but she moved back to Germany. She told us this, and then it did end up popping up in the news. And she told us that on Monday. This came out on Tuesday. She heard this on national German news radio, but here it is in the newspaper. Okay, we'll come back and go over the fact that we're on the Drudge Report. Thanks to everybody out there taking action.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's OrderChews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Bet my bottom dollar it is staged. How are they going to counter our operation nationwide, putting up Obama fascist, Obama socialist, Obama Infowars.com Joker posters, which has now gone viral in every town and city? I mean, we're getting thousands of emails, hundreds of calls. It's got to be over 100 videos we've been sent of people all over the world posting these. Suddenly Congress is being faxed the Obama poster with a swastika on his head with the N-word. And I bet I bet my pinky. Put it this way, 98% chance that the Democratic Party is doing this themselves. In fact, I need Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, whoever, to go get all these past articles in the last couple of years where mainly black college students, but also Jewish college students, paint swastikas on their dorm room and do it on their house and do it on the black church. I mean, every time people do this to themselves, it's a false flag. Now, there are idiots. It may be a meth head, one-toothed, white supremacist idiot. Those people certainly exist, but there's not very many of them. Believe me, I'm a white guy in Texas. I used to go deer hunting and hog hunting and coyote hunting. I've been hunting Colorado, Texas, you name it. I've been around the campfire with rednecks hundreds of times. Never heard the N-word. Never heard people talk bad about black people. I don't know. I remember back when Jesse Jackson was running for president, being at a deer camp, and people going, I'd vote for him if he wouldn't raise my taxes, and if you don't like him, they say you're racist. I do have a vague memory of that, of people making biscuits and gravy at 5 a.m. about to go out and go hunting. And I do remember that. I have a memory of that, being about 10 years old. That dates me. It was that long ago that people like Jesse Jackson were running for president, 10, 12, I don't know, something like that. I was a little kid. But all those old guys have been around the world, though. That was out on our property, family, friends hunting. All those old World War II vets are dead. Most of the Korean War vets were dead. Those were neat old guys to hang out with. You know, it's not about sitting up in a deer stand or up in a deer blind, bow hunting or hunting with a rifle. It's about just the primitive ancient rite of sitting around a campfire. But my issue is, 9 times out of 10, and we have written big detailed articles about, I mean, the Miami Herald's reported about top white supremacist leaders forming and leading the white supremacist groups, our government agents, and it came out in federal court that Hal Turner was a federal operative, but threatened too many people, so they went ahead and burned him, which is a word to the wise, all you feds out there. And Jewish guys like Hal Turner, I mean, you should really know that you're just going to get set up doing that kind of stuff. Friends with Sean Hannity. That is despicable, burning their own operative. I mean, it's admitted in court records. He was a Fed. But he threatened some state judges, and they filed separate state charges, and they don't care. They went and grabbed him. What a moron, because those judges actually got death threats, you idiot. So I'm getting death threats now, and I'm getting scores of emails. I mean, we didn't count them, probably 50, 60, 70, I don't know, going through them. Here's one from Chanda. I think you should be thrown in jail for what you're trying to promote. He is and still will be the president of the United States, and there is nothing that your white supremacists self can do about it. You are a disgrace to the human race, and I hope Obama puts you and your crew under the jail. And they say this in 2 newscasts I have, in another newscast that was on a Florida station. I can't find it now. It's off their main page. They say it's the most horrible thing they've ever seen, and we need to be arrested. And then it shows them ripping off telephone poles, saying the police are investigating who put it on telephone poles. So now, if you've got a sign, I mean, I expect uniform enforcement here. You got a sign saying, come to our garage sale, or I'm looking for a white cat with black spots, or I'm looking for a brown dog with white spots or whatever, or I'm looking for a Siamese cat, arrest them, folks. They're criminals. You put a yard sign up, or you put a sign up over a rock and roll poster, it's over for you. And you want to see the comments on these TV stations. Now, 9 out of 10 are saying, hey, people put these signs up a bush. I'm a Democrat, but this is hypocritical. But 10% are saying, arrest this Alex Jones right now. Arrest him. And it's all over the Drudge Report. And this feeds in to what we're going to cover when we get back. They're getting ready to carry out a new Oklahoma City. I see them doing it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We got Steve Quayle coming up in the next hour. He was already set up for the show today. But that's perfect, because the Southern Poverty Law Center is savaging he and I as basically Nazis. Doesn't matter, Steve really gets criticized for being a big supporter of Israel. These people don't care. It's unbelievable. Keep lying. Keep sending me all the listeners. Call me any lies you want. I love it. Make it up. Say I'm a reptoid. Say I'm a Vatican assassin. Say I'm a Mossad agent. Say I'm a Nazi. Say it all. Because people are going to come to this radio show and the websites InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they're going to find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to find out that you're a liar. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center gives the orders in America. And even more so than the ADL, I found, it was Southern Poverty Law Center that ran and set up the Elohim City white supremacist compound that came out in FBI documents released under FOIA request. In one document, they blacked out one area. Then in another lawsuit that a judge ordered released, they blocked out the other. And then the Associated Press and the two major papers in Salt Lake City superimposed it and got the whole memo. Oops. Southern Poverty Law Center running the op with Tim McVeigh, running the facility he came out of. And we have the sworn deposition of Larry Nichols that McVeigh was a black ops operator in special forces there to set up militias in the Patriot movement and was set up at the end. Then, of course, heavily drugged. Jolly and West in the MKUltra hearings in 77 was then his doctor from the time he was arrested through his trial in Denver to his execution in Terre Haute, Indiana. You can't make this stuff up. It's like the LA Times reports Theodore Kaczynski was in the secret MKUltra mind control program, the Unabomber. You can't make that up. Who could make that up? That's LA Times. Truth is far weirder than fiction. And that's why if you're in special ops and they got you following patriots around and they're telling you you're going to deliver a bomb here and you're going to do that, there's a good chance they're going to blow it up and send you to prison for it. They're going to grab you and keep you drugged up for 5-6 years and then execute you. Don't take part in any of these drills as a decoy. Same thing in 7-7. They hire these guys. We know they'd hired them to take part in drills. They put them on board those things and they got real bombs. A few of them figured it out, ditched the bombs, got chased down in broad daylight and gunned down right out Piccadilly Circus. That was on the news. I mean, they'll chase you down and kill you if you don't carry out the bombing. This is how Black Op works. Best movie I've seen to describe it is Eagle Eye. People kept telling me for the last year, few years, watch that movie, watch it. And in that, you've got a computer at NSA and the Pentagon manipulating people, but it's not how it works. It's people doing it, but they also use computers. And you want to see a movie of how they operate, that's it. A lot of times, they'll do a tight personality on somebody. They're controlled, they're focused, they're professional. They'll kill one of your kids, and they'll call up and go, your 16-year-old Bobby just died in that car wreck last week. That wasn't an accident. Now your daughter Jenny, the 9-year-old, is going to die if you don't do exactly what I say. Do you understand? Now, they know a lot of people will just shut down, freak out, go crazy, call the police. But they typecast. They know who. I tell you, these people are smart. They're psych warfare black ops experts. They have 180 IQs, the people running this. But they're evil. They're twisted. They're twisted geniuses. And it's going to take intelligent people that love light and liberty to rise up and crush them and expose their game. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, when Poplawski gunned down those three cops, gets home at 2:30, drunk. Mommy wakes him up at 7 a.m. His dogs are urinating everywhere. He's a pit bull collector. They're crapping all over the floor. He throws a fit. The cops get there. He kills one, throws a fit, kills two more. Turns out he's a white supremacist attacking me all over the Internet. Southern Poverty Law Center has the computers within 2 hours of him in custody, feeds their spokesman who writes these reports about the militias and people, feeds their reporter saying he was a fan and that I influenced it. Turned out it was the opposite. We did keyword searches, proved it. They had to retract. The first person thereafter is me. Now, what does that tell you when the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are after me? Because they know my message and the information we're covering is devastating to them. Because we're shattering the left-right paradigm, creating unity. Now, unity against the bankers. Not unity under their agenda, which is the false unity they want. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I need your prayers now more than ever because I told you they're going to pull another Oklahoma City, and I told you you're going to start seeing militia and patriot demonization and mixing it in with white supremacists that are run by the feds in every case I've ever seen. It doesn't exist except in a few small cells of guys that drink beer in their garage and play pool. It doesn't exist outside of federal operations in every case. And we have hundreds confirmed. We've written articles with 30, 40, 50 links in some cases. We'll repost those today. They are now taking the Obama posters and putting death to Marxists and swastikas and things on it. With the same image that somebody put out saying socialist, we expanded it saying fascist. We've got to make it non-political or cover both left and right. Fascist does that. See, there I am trying to unify, not let them balkanize. And then now they're going to try to, and I'm getting the hate mail that I'm supposedly sending the swastikas out. Folks, this means we're hitting the enemy right in the heart. When you go in against the Death Star, they are going to fire at you with their big guns, okay? And that's what we're doing right now. We are taking the flak. And so the COINTELPRO is coming out of the woodwork. We're going to be attacked like never before. But that is the blessing. That means we're doing our job. And all these news clips are coming up in the next hour. Steve Quayle is also demonized. This is the big Southern Poverty Law Center report. And who do they come after? Who are they worried about? They're worried about former Campaign for Liberty, high-level person, military veteran, special forces officer, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, because he's real. I've sent people to the meetings. We've met with them. These guys are real. It's real. They're professional. They're serious. They're focused. The establishment is scared to death that we're going to reach out to the military and police and wake them up just to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. In April, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, a Yale Law School graduate, they really don't like that, and former aide to U.S. Representative Ron Paul, a Texas Republican, let's get Rhodes on tomorrow, and a hardline libertarian, hardline, ooh, worried about coming dictatorship. We know that if the day should come where a full-blown dictatorship would come, they did this, by the way, under Bush. See, because they can read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They can read the NORTHCOM announcements and the DHS reports we broke saying veterans and gun owners is what Homeland Security's for. This government is rogue and criminal. It's outlandishly openly tyrannical. And so who does this report go after? It goes after the real people. Ron Paul, Oath Keepers, myself, Steve Quayle. A Yale Law School graduate and former aide to U.S. Representative Ron Paul, a Texas Republican with hardline libertarian, worried about a coming dictatorship. Yeah, because he can read the Army's own announcements. I mean, governors say stop running illegal checkpoints, and the Army says shut up in Tennessee. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. We know that if the day should come where a full-blown dictatorship would come, or tyranny, it can only happen if those men, our brothers in arms, go along and comply with the unconstitutional, unlawful orders, Rhodes told conspiracy-minded radio host Alex Jones. See, I got these creepy people. I mean, these are creepy folks, folks. These are hardcore people. Southern Poverty Law Center, I mean, they mean business. And federal officers should know they mean business. These are your little friends. And go read that federal document who was running McVeigh. These guys don't play games. Rhodes told conspiracy-minded radio host Alex Jones, imagine if we focus on the police and military. Game over for the New World Order. I got a couple of these Southern Poverty Law ones. Where's the one with Steve in it? I got so many of these articles. I got them stacked up here in front of me. Or is that in that CNN report? Alex Jones, the radio host and conspiracy theorist, got wind of the plans and intervened. And interviewed a National Guard official, setting off an avalanche of angry calls and visits to his website from people who feared the exercise was really about imposing a dictatorship or martial law on the country. Tell them that any violation of your rights will result in live fire exercise, one such person wrote on Jones' InfoWars website. See, that's a comment. They love those comments because they can't get me saying anything, so they use the comments. If they come, come loaded for war. Now, remember, it was in the Iowa newspaper they were going to do door-to-door gun confiscation drill. It said a drill going after guns. And they were going to lock the city down with checkpoints, the town, the tiny town of 700 or whatever it was. Arcadia. But see, the way they write this, it's like... knowing how bad the internet is and how we mobilize and all this. So this is all going on. I'm going to bring up Paul Watson now. He just wrote a big article on this. We need to get out to everybody. They don't just in these newscasts, Paul, say the one person in the country that put one on a mailbox. And give me a break. You see people doing that all the time, but it's still not a good thing. We told people not to do that. We said do it in high traffic areas, poles, where people hang signs. Okay? And to check your local laws. That's in the contest rules, and I've said it on air repeatedly. But they imply that I'm out there hanging it up, and then they show them on polls and say it should be illegal and police are investigating. This is amazing, Paul Watson.
That's right, Alex. I mean, I've been tracking this for a week. You announced the contest around a week ago. And for a week, I mean, go and search YouTube. There's hundreds of places where people have put up these posters on light poles, on telephone poles, on trees, on the roadside, places like that. And the media didn't touch it for a week, even though these posters are everywhere. And so as soon as somebody puts two posters on a mailbox, it's this big shock horror, this feigned aghast reaction at the fact that this is vandalism. And now they're implying in these two news reports, this Florida news station, which we've got linked up there on prisonplanet.com, they're implying that it's basically vandalism and a criminal offense to put up flyers anywhere. That's the impression that they give.
Yeah, the reporter shows a lady pull one down off a power pole or off a light pole and says the police are investigating this vandalism.
Yeah, and of course, they don't care about vandalism. It's got nothing to do with vandalism. It's about chilling freedom of speech and intimidating political activists from going out and actually exercising their First Amendment rights. Now, to them, what people are doing is putting up these flyers. I mean, the Pentagon have told us what it is, what they classify as. Low-level terrorism. That's what they announced in June, that there was a Pentagon test, and one of the answers was, you know, which of the following equates to low-level terrorism? The options were attacking the Pentagon, IEDs, hate crimes against racial groups, and protests. And the correct answer on the exam was protests. So, to the authorities, putting up flyers of Obama as the Joker, which people did of Bush years ago, the same thing, is to them low-level terrorism. So now they're trying to portray anybody who exercises their First Amendment right as a criminal and eventually as a domestic terrorist, as you've just been talking about.
Well, the national media, scores of times a week and a half ago, took screenshots off the Drudge Report of the original Obama posters in Los Angeles. Now, he craftily, last night and today, people can go look at it right now, if I get a screenshot, Paul. I don't know if you've already done that. They posted our posters and called it vandalism over the swastika on the congressman's, and I think we should check the congressman's hands for paint, you know, the poor victim, or some idiot kid did this. The point is that they are clearly trying to imply that putting up the posters is Nazi. I mean, that's what the Drudge Report is doing, and I guarantee you, the national news is already reporting on this, but I guarantee you, if it hadn't already happened, they are going to show a screenshot off the news of our posters with that swastika under it from a separate news report. I mean, this is how they work. Because I'm getting emails pouring in saying, how dare you white supremacists do this? And so it's certainly working, isn't it, Paul?
That's right. And I mean, the fact that, you know, they picked it up as soon as it went on the mailbox proves that they were waiting just to exploit that one example and put out this calculated editorial spin that's aimed at demonizing people who question Obama's anointed saintly image. Because the people they interview in the news piece, you know, express their shock, disrespecting the president when his poll numbers, his popular approval, is sinking faster than Bush. In the real world, nobody's falling for it anymore, but they need to uphold this angelic saintly image of Obama to get his failing agenda back on track, which is why they're now coming out with yet more reports saying that the militia and patriots are going to be thinking about violence and linking the militia movement with a portend of violence in the coming months when, as you discussed earlier, the only examples of violence being linked to the militia or patriot movement were when the government used acts of domestic terror to frame the militia movement or the patriot movement as patsies, or indeed the patriot movement and the militia were the victims. You know, it was the BATF that killed 76 people in 1993 when they burned down the Branch Davidian Ranch, killed 20 children and two pregnant women. It was the FBI snipers that killed Randy Weaver's wife as she was holding a 10-month baby. They're the ones engaged in the violence, and the only time militia or patriot comes into it is when they're the victims or they're being framed for it.
Paul, I'm not tooting my horn. I just want listeners to understand we really know what we're talking about. I've been saying the last 2 weeks and throughout the weekend and the last 2 days, they're going to come out and say that anybody that's against open borders, gun control, anybody who is against cap and trade taxes, carbon taxes, anybody who's against government-run health care is a white supremacist murdering bomber. This morning, watching CNN and MSNBC, they had the Southern Poverty Law Center on saying that the militias are going to attack and kill us. And notice this was already put out by the DHS report 5-6 months ago. So they are prescripting all of this. And I've been saying all week, they have got to stage terror attacks now or their agenda's dead. And so I've been telling people, get ready for this. We're now seeing the preparatory phase as they prep the public that this is going to happen. And so get ready. We've got to get the word out now, like I did 2 months before 9/11, that they are getting ready to stage something. I'm sorry to the feds that your bosses are going to bomb you. We're trying to stop it.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Oh, I hear the train a-coming.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno, got to watch.
Paul Watson, you've been with me now for, I don't know, 7 years? Since you were 20. And your brother for almost as long. And the websites now, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are the first and second largest alternative sites. Does it creep you out to have the Southern Poverty Law Center in every case come after us first? I mean, that's got to let us know. We are really making them mad whenever we talk about Oklahoma City.
It seems to be the case that increasingly we're being pushed to the forefront of this demonization campaign, which is to be expected because, you know, we're the biggest thing out there in terms of internet presence, certainly in this movement. But the big breaking news on this, which demolishes the entire foundation of the DHS, the Southern Poverty Law Center's claims, is a Freedom of Information Act request was made by Americans for Limited Government to find out what the basis of the now infamous report on right-wing extremism was, the report that was put out by the Department of Homeland Security under Obama now, of course. And this was also referenced in the Associated Press report today, which talks about this new Southern Poverty Law Center warning about the growth of the militia movement and potential violence, and also linking it with gun owners and then smearing them as, you know, being involved with people like Richard Poplawski, the Pittsburgh cop killer. It turns out that the main source of the DHS report on right-wing extremism, the main source from which they garnered the material to write the report, was a website which infamously, and now the vast majority of our readers and the people on the forum will know how ridiculous and kooky this website is. It infamously puts out disinformation on a daily basis. I'm not going to give the name out just to avoid them getting any traffic. But this website, amongst its other bizarre claims, one is that the government of the United States, via sophisticated radio waves, has been in direct contact with extraterrestrial aliens, and that the United States, through their scientists, destroyed a communication device that the Russians have got with these aliens. That's one of their main claims at the moment. And this website was the main source for DHS's report on right-wing extremism. Some of their links, they've got a PDF file, which was used by the DHS, of their sources for this right-wing extremism report. Several of the links of ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, so it's just an echo chamber, basically. And then no less than 11 of the links on which they base their entire report are from this kooky, inane website that claims that the US and the Russians are fighting a war over communication with aliens. So the entire foundation of their report is based on this bizarre, kooky website.
But that's what they do. And then with that, they say veterans are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, and train all the local police to take on veterans. Paul, let's do 5 more minutes, then get Steve Quayle on about this and a lot more. And we've got those clips coming up once we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv of all the demonization. We are under sustained New World Order attack by the government, the white supremacists, everybody right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.